So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we'd do another alien movie.
Oh, it has been a couple of years since we had an alien burst out of someone's chest.
And like 45 years since the original.
What? That can't be right. 1979? Oh, I don't like how time works.
It certainly does seem to keep marching on. So at the beginning of this movie, the space probe is going to visit the wreckage of the Nostromo, you know, the ship from Alien.
Kind of seemed like that thing was absolutely vaporized by explosions.
Yeah, well, turns out it wasn't. And this space probe recovers that same xenomorph.
Oh, kind of seemed like Ripley killed that thing by launching it into space.
Yeah, well, turns out she didn't, and it made its way back.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, we're going to meet this orphan named Rain, who lives on this Weyland-Yutani mining planet, which sucks.
Okay.
And she's finally worked enough hours to leave, but they extend her miserable contract.
Oh, not treating your workers right? That's deeply evil.
Oh, come on, don't give me that look. Just because I desperately want to replace you with AI, but haven't yet figured out the correct PR angle to make it seem not dystopian.
All right, so anyway, she lives with her brother Andy, who's an android that her father left for her before he died.
Very sweet.
And one day, her ex-boyfriend Tyler comes to her with a proposal.
Weird environment to get married in.
No, see, he's heard about this spacecraft floating above them that contains cryopods, which would let them leave to a planet that's 9 years away.
Oh.
Yeah, and see, they need Andy to come along, because as an android, he can open doors and whatnot. So they take off as a little squad.
And who else is in this squad?
Well, there's Tyler's cousin Bjorn, who hates androids. There's his girlfriend Navarro. And then there's Kay, who's his sister, who's pregnant.
I imagine we'll learn a little more about them than that.
Not really, no.
What about the pregnant lady? What's her deal?
She's a lady who's pregnant.
Okay, well, I trust the pregnancy will go smoothly, as will the birthing process.
Actually, it won't.
What?
I know you thought I was introducing a pregnant lady into an alien movie to not do something gross with it, but I'm gonna do something gross with it.
Diabolical!
So anyway, now it's time to go to the spaceship.
Well, it's gonna be hard for them to fly a ship there right under the nose of the company.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they just, they go. They take a ship and go.
Oh, you don't need authorization to leave the planet in a ship?
Yeah, I guess it's like, where are you gonna go, you know?
I guess, but hey, wouldn't the company want to send their own ship up there?
No.
Why not?
Because.
That works.
So our heroes get onto this ship and find the cryopods, but they need fuel, so they need to go deeper into the ship.
Uh-oh.
But they accidentally trigger a lockdown and release some face huggers.
Hugging faces is tight.
And so to override this lockdown, Rain puts this chip from a damaged android Rook into Andy, which upgrades him.
Oh, you know who we should get to play Rook? Ian Holm, you know, he played Ash in the original.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry to say, Ian Holm passed away a couple years ago.
That's okay. That's okay.
What do you mean?
We can't let something as trivial as death stop us. We can't let anything stop us.
Okay. Can we at least make sure it looks really good?
No deal!
Oh my god.
So then what happens?
Well, one of the face huggers hugs Navarro right on the face, so they need to get that off.
Oh yeah, those things will hug you in the face.
And her and Bjorn run back to the ship and a chest burster bursts out of her chest.
Well, that happened fast. Did it happen that fast in the other movies?
No, but when you speed these things up, you get to look at them faster.
That's a good point.
So then we're gonna have a bunch of really cool set pieces.
Oh yeah, like what?
Have you ever seen lady parts?
What?
Lady parts. You ever seen some?
I've heard of them.
Me too. So we're gonna put some giant lady parts onto a wall, and a xenomorph's gonna pop out and stab Bjorn in the eye.
Oh, my god.
And their ship they arrived on's gonna crash into the hangar of the big ship.
Oh, wow. What are the odds it would crash right into there?
61%.
That's a pretty specific number.
Oh, it's a pretty specific place to crash.
I guess that logic tracks.
And also, Rain and Tyler are gonna get some guns.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, but if they shoot any of the aliens, they're gonna bleed acid blood, which will burn through the hull of the ship and cause an explosive decompression and kill everybody.
Oh, it's gonna be tough for them to kill aliens without using guns.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, what Rain does is she uses her gun.
What?
In zero gravity.
Oh. What?
Yeah, she kills a bunch of aliens, but because of the gravity, the blood just floats around. She has to, like, dodge it. It's gonna be pretty cool.
When their bodies continue actively bleeding, how would none of that reach the edge of the ship?
No, they all bleed, like, one burst of blood each, and then their bodies kind of just disappear.
Nice.
Oh, and we're gonna have a really cool scene where Andy says, "Get away from her, you B-word.
Butthole?
Bitch.
Hey, watch it!"
No, that's what he says to an alien. It's an iconic line of Ripley's, believe it or not.
That's an iconic Ripley line.
It sure is, sir.
Wait, why does an android say that?
Because it's an iconic iconic line in this franchise, and in Legacy sequels, characters have to say iconic lines, even if it's unnatural and doesn't really make sense in context.
Right, but seems kind of really weird.
Kind of, yeah, but our hands are tied by a trope we ourselves created and constantly reinforce.
Yeah, not much to do about that.
Anyway, then that pregnant girl's gonna give birth to an 8-foot-tall monster.
Oh!
Yeah, it's a real gross giant baby hybrid that feeds on her and kills her, but Rain manages to launch it into space.
Which maybe doesn't kill aliens.
Well, this one's launched into space rings, so... You know, I'll bring it back if I want to.
Fair enough. So what do you think?
Sounds like a great time. This will be a great fit to go directly to Hulu.
Oh, I kind of thought this would be a theatrical release.
I don't know. Alien Covenant didn't do so hot in theaters. Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of feel like people might head to the cinema if we go back to basics. You know, dark space horror, no nonsense.
Okay.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.